You're listening to The Sports Moment.
April 12th, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Well, our great stretch of spring weather continues, and through the weekend, it looks like it's going to be just great. Otter girls softball team has a home doubleheader today. They'll enjoy the weather out of De Lagoon Park for sure. They've got Little Falls in for a noon game, and then Detroit Lakes at 4 o'clock for some softball action. And yesterday, the Fergus Falls girls opened their home season. They won at Sauk Rapids on Tuesday in their season opener. And their home opener yesterday, well, it was a slugfest with St. Cloud, and the Crush came out on top by a score of 12-9 in that game. Other softball yesterday, Brandon Evansville gets their first win, 13-1 over Long Prairie Gray Eagle. Pelican Rapids won a pair of one-run games, beating Breckenridge 8-7 and 10-9. And I caught up with Derek Nelson, the head coach of the Vikings, and we talked about the performance in that doubleheader sweep.
Yeah, we got down in the first game 6-0 and battled back and just kind of slowly chipped away, and it was girls up and down the lineup that contributed. And we ended up tying it and then getting a hit in the bottom of the seventh with two outs. Hazel Hugrud came through with a RBI single for us to pull out the win. So it was a good team effort, like you said, up and down the lineup. We had lots of girls getting hits and contributing.
Well, and of course, in tight games like that, it's important to not only get clutch hits, but to also get some good pitching. And it looks like the Arrow girls came through for you.
Yeah, you know, our twin Arrows, Zay Lee, pitched our first game, and she's our righty, and she went all seven innings and had seven strikeouts for us. And then our second game, her sister, Zay La, who's a lefty, she went all eight innings, and she recorded 15 strikeouts on the afternoon for us. So it was a good effort, and both of them also contributed at the bat as well. But getting key hits for us with RBIs as well. So good afternoon for the twin sisters.
And so the bats and the pitching were good. How about the defense? How's the defense behind the Arrow girls?
You know, it's been good. It's, you know, it's early in the year. We haven't been outside too many times, so there's still a little difference between fielding a ball on the gym floor compared to on the dirt infield. So last night was much better than our first two games. We have a really solid infield. They make their routine plays. And last night in the bottom of the eighth, they had a ground ball, and Ariana Villagomez made a great diving stop, got up and tagged the runner. She dove and tagged the runner who was going to third base. So they our defense definitely is stepping up and helping our pitchers out.
And overall, Derek, when you look at the competition in the Heart of Lakes, so where do you see the Vikings fitting into this competitive conference?
Well, you know, it's the top teams are really good. You got DGF, who's the defending 2A state champions, and they have about everyone back. Holly is also really good. Holly and DGF actually split last night. And then other top teams, you got Barnesville, Frazee, that are right in that mix as well. And so it's a very competitive HOL conference.
That's Derek Nelson, the head coach of the Pelican Rapids softball team, winning that doubleheader, 2 one-run wins in the doubleheader yesterday. Also in other softball, Wheaton Herman Norcross defeated Ortonville 15-2. In baseball action yesterday, you know, earlier this week, Otter Tail Central opened their season with a 1-0 win, a four-hit shutout, combined by Gavin Pausch and Lane Dilley. Well, yesterday, OTC broke out the bats. They had 18 hits, scored 21 runs, and beat New York Mills 21-8. Lake Park Audubon was a 4-0 winner over Hillcrest Lutheran Academy. The Comets had only one hit in that one. Brandon Evansville defeated Manoman Wobbin 8-1. Parker's Prairie 7, Belgrade Bruton El Rosa 6. Perham won twice against Frazee, 9-0 and 14-3. And DGF and Holly split their doubleheader. Rebels winning 7-2 in the opener. The Nuggets taking the nightcap by a score of 7-4. And the Otters opened their baseball season at home yesterday, and they got beat by Wilmer 13-6. Wilmer scored 7 times in the top of the first inning. Otters answered with 5, but 6 unearned runs kind of hurt the Otters in that one as Wilmer gets the victory. Fergus Falls is at Hutchinson for a game this afternoon. And the 13U Fergus Falls baseball team went to Fargo, and they beat the Fargo North White team twice, 15-9 and 8-4 in action yesterday. Pemberton Law Firm has offices in Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria. And, of course, you can get them online at pemlaw.com. That's pemlaw.com. Pemberton Law carries a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation dating back to 1883. Lake Area Docks and Lifts offers premium waterfront equipment sales, service, and installation. Best quality and service at the best prices. Just ask your neighbor at the lake about Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Lake Area Docks and Lifts, more than just docks and lifts. Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
High school track and field action yesterday. The Hillcrest Comets, they've been busy. They were at the Hooligan Extravaganza in Pillager yesterday, and the Comet boys were 6th out of 10 teams. The girls were 8th out of 10 teams. First place finishers for the Comets were Matthew Knutson in the long jump, Kaya Fiskness in the 400, Katie Holzner in the 1600, and the 4x800 girls relay team of Holzner and Fiskness, Elsa Retzloff, and Emmy Berge. Gabe Swedenberg came in 2nd in the 400-meter dash, took 3rd in the 100-meter dash, and other third-place finishers were Maverick Peterson in the 800, Matthew Knutson in the high jump, the boys' 4x4 relay team, which included Swedenberg, Knutson, Peterson, and Drew Fisher, and the girls' 4x400 relay team of Ruby Peterson, Fiskness, Berge, and Retzloff were all involved in that race. And Emmy Berge claimed 4th in the 400, Elsa Retzloff 5th in the 800. Holding Ford won both the boys' and the girls' team competitions. And West Central area was 2nd on the girls' side. Knights were 7th in the boys' competition. I don't have individual results from the Knights in that meet. Well, the Masters Golf Tournament got underway a little late yesterday because of the rain delay they had at the start, but Bryson DeChambeau was outstanding when they got it going. He was 7 under par, shot a 65, and had a one-stroke lead over Scottie Scheffler heading into round 2 of the Masters. Several players had to finish their opening rounds today before the second round got underway, including Tiger Woods. And the NCAA Men's Hockey Championship will feature the top seed Boston College against number 3 Denver University. Boston College shut out Michigan 4-0, and Denver University upset second-seeded Boston U 2-1 in overtime in the semifinals last night. So the championship game of NCAA Men's Hockey is tomorrow at 5 o'clock at the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. The Wild are on the road tonight in Las Vegas taking on the Golden Knights, who have lost 3 in a row. And the Wild, of course, have been eliminated from playoff contention. They're just going to try to play out the string here and as best they can, and hopefully they can spoil the party for Vegas. Vegas is holding on to the 8th and final spot in the Western Conference playoffs. They only have a 3-point lead over St. Louis in the battle for that final spot. So big game tonight. Maybe the Wild can play the role of spoiler. And Karl-Anthony Towns is expected back against the Atlanta Hawks tonight as the Minnesota Timberwolves try to keep their 3-game home win streak alive. The Wolves are still battling for that top seed in the Western Conference, although the Denver Nuggets have the advantage after beating the Wolves head-to-head the other night. Timberwolves are tied for second with Oklahoma City with 3 games to go. Big game tonight for the Wolves, and getting Karl-Anthony Towns back is a great thing. And the Minnesota Twins were rained out again yesterday. They've been rained out twice in a row. They'll play a makeup game tomorrow as part of a doubleheader against Detroit. They open that 4-game series with the Tigers and their 7-game road trip tonight in Detroit at 6:40. Pablo Lopez will get the ball against Tarik Skubal. Twins need to really make some moves offensively here. They're hitting 184 as a team. That is the worst batting average in Major League Baseball. Well, this is a busy weekend in Fergus Falls basketball-wise. The Hillcrest Invitational Tournament is being held tonight and tomorrow at both the Fergus Falls Kennedy Secondary School and Hillcrest Lutheran Academy. And I talked with Ryan Garvin, the activities director and boys basketball coach at Hillcrest, about the tournament, and he gave us the lowdown.
So this year we have 56 teams. So it ends up being close to 100 games. It's probably in the low 90s games over the course of Friday and Saturday. We're going to start at 5:15, praying that the weather works out for us so we don't have to have any practices from our sports teams inside before the game. But 5:15, we start at Hillcrest. 2 gyms there. 5:15, we start at Kennedy. So we're going to go in the gold gym. So 3 courts. Upstairs, and then the maroon gym downstairs at Kennedy. So we have 7 courts going, basically 5:15 until about 10:30 on Friday night, and then we're back in the gym. Games start at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, and I think they're at Kennedy until about 6 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken, and then championship games for our Division I, our classic A division, and our Division 2A all happen at Hillcrest starting at about 5 or 5:15.
That's Hillcrest Activities Director and Boys Basketball Coach Ryan Garvin, and it's free admission to all the Hillcrest Invitational Tournament basketball games here tonight and tomorrow. Well, enjoy your weekend. It's going to be a great one to get outdoors, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.